We did it, Seattle. According to a marketing data firm, we beat out Portland when it comes to having the most hipsters. Do we still call people hipsters? Does anyone want to be called a hipster? I asked Cal McAllister. He's executive creative director of the Seattle marketing agency Wexley School for Girls. He told me what it means to be a hipster in Seattle.
You see one on the street on their fixie bikes and their big spacer earrings. And I think that we have a bunch of hipsters that work with us at Wexley at the agency. So
you do. You have a bunch of hipsters. You call them that.
Hipsters. Yeah, they call themselves that.
But really?
I think in this day and age, it's more self-deprecating than anything.
Right. Yeah. That's what I want to get at. How did it become? So what was hipster originally, and how did it become self-deprecating?
You know, I think that hipster sort of came out of the steampunk movement, where people would use machinery to make things complicated that were really fairly simple, like 15-piece pipes for tobacco smoke and glass fixtures made out of light bulbs when one light bulb would do.
Yes.
I think that hipsters sort of came around and came out of that movement where there's a lot of focus on execution and pride in execution. And that could be whether you're making a latte or poaching an egg or even doing a show poster, a rock and roll poster on a screen print press. I think there's a lot of attention to detail and focus. And then they start to identify, I think hipsters started to identify themselves with old flannel and handlebar mustaches, and that's where some of the visual cues came out.
So I was surprised in 2016 to hear a report coming out, you know, to hear that apparently people are competing to, cities would be competing to say they have a bunch of hipsters, because didn't that term long ago become, well, you said it, it's not a compliment anymore, right? I think smug, I think ironic and self-congratulatory.
Yeah, I think it's derogatory. If you look in some of the reviews, I was reading some of the different restaurant reviews of The Stranger that The Stranger puts out, and some of the more indie press comments, they always say, if you can get past the hipster element, if you can forgive the hipster piece of it, and I think that just is part of the vernacular now, because it was maybe cool 5 or 6 years ago, and now it's not painted with such a bright brush.
And what's behind that? What's wrong with being a hipster?
I think that it's just become cliche, and I think even some of the hipster community will say when people start to emulate you, it loses a little bit of its excitement.
This marketing data company looked at the number of independent coffee shops, tattoo parlors, thrift stores, and record shops per population.
Take that, Portland. You can have your NBA team and your MLS championship, but we are hoisting the True Cup, the winners of the big data hipster competition.
Yes, we by that definition, we had more hipsters than Portland. Who would use a report like this?
You know, I think that this report was probably done just in someone's spare time. I think that big data companies have big data and they can plug in a bunch of factors. Portland did come in second to us, and the report said the difference was the number of our independent coffee shops. But I think that's what's sort of interesting about big data, and where there's a little bit of danger. You can't actually lie with the numbers, but you can add what you want to manipulate it to mean what you want. And if I were marketing to hipsters, I would certainly go to Portland, where there's a bigger concentration, than come to Seattle. And that's where these reports are kind of deceiving.
Who's marketing to hipsters?
Oh, probably Brussels sprout growers on Vashon Island and small goat farms where you can come and do your own butchery. I think hipsters, more seriously in the broader market, are into appearance. And so there are beard balms, and they'll spend more money on a haircut and more money on a latte. They're actually fairly brand. They're fairly brand aware, not necessarily big brand, but they like to be the mavens in a Malcolm Gladwell way and expose new and interesting things and support their friends. You know, and they'll wear silkscreen T-shirts, and they like to be identified. So I don't know that big companies are marketing to them, but there is definitely a market there. They have expendable income.
I guess everybody becomes brand identified eventually.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel indie or hip or admirable. It's just like, well, okay, like everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been segmented somehow. The odd bedfellows of taxidermy and veganism have put you in a category all on your own, and you are now a market.
So whether Seattle is hipster or not, where do you think Seattle is on the hipster, indie? You know, if we're not hipster, what are we? What's your take on this?
Yeah, that's, you know, that's interesting. I think that one of the things that I've always loved about Seattle is this town is very, very supportive of people's individual and independent endeavors. And I think that that's natural in what historically has been the hipster community or the indie rock community or the grunge community. And I think that Seattle, like no place else I've ever lived, really supports and has the economy to support restaurants and T-shirt shops and some of the things that are sort of cast in that light. But this town has just been really terrific and continues to be in supporting the arts and culture, at least at the independent level. We could do better in the school level.
So hipsters aren't beloved if they ever were, but there's something about that Seattle spirit that you do love.
I do. And I think that the thing about that Seattle spirit that I do love is just how supportive this town can be. And even if you look down your nose at the 23-year-old on his fixie, I think you do appreciate that this town will let you present yourself as what you want to be and as independent, and sleeves of tattoos on really nice babysitters. You know, it's an unusual combination, but this town is really supportive of it.
Are we all hipsters now?
You know what? I think even if we want to duck it, I think we all are hipsters now. I think that now that we've been cast and we'll hold that scarf high above our heads, Seattle is the hipster city. We should be proud of it. We should make our own shoes if we wear them at all. And we should probably look for third and fourth generation shirts at overpriced secondhand shops. I mean, it's time to celebrate.
Bring in the hipster irony. That's Cal McAllister, co-founder and executive creative director of the Seattle marketing agency Wexley School for Girls. If you want to read that marketing study that names Seattle the most hipster city in America, have at it. We're tweeting a link to the study now at KUOW.